Hello, welcome to Light of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. We're doing a new subject today. It's called Upside Down versus Traditional Leadership, and this is part one from a six-part series. I want to start talking about the pyramid principle. If you can imagine a triangle, this is the basic triangle structure you find in leadership in the world. The CEO is at the top, the next level down managers, the next level down supervisors, and the last level, the employees. This system is based on the fact that the pressure comes from the top, right down to the bottom of the triangle, and it is based on the principle, if you don't perform, you lose your job. It is a fear-based system and not a godly system, but it is a normal system for the world. Let me now talk about the second example. It's the same triangle, but it's in the church. We have the bishops at the top, the senior pastors next level down, the pastors the next level, and the body of Christ or the believers the next level down or the base. The pressure comes from the top down to the bottom through the senior pastors, through the pastors. If you don't agree with them, you are taken out of ministry for a couple of months or a couple of years until you're corrected or you come under that authority. Let me now talk about the third example, the upside down triangle of leadership. If you take a triangle and you turn it upside down so the point is at the bottom and the base is at the top, this is the structure that God designed. The body of Christ at the top, or the believers, the pastors the next level down, senior pastors the next level down, and right on the bottom is the leaders of the church, or the bishops. God designed upside down leadership to help people grow. He did not design leadership to control or dominate people. Let's go further now into God's system of leadership. The foundation scripture for the Word of God for confirming upside down leadership is as follows. Ephesians chapter 4 verses 11 to 12. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and for the edifying or building up of the body of Christ. The fivefold ministry, point one, the original design by God and his word was that the fivefold ministry positions were put into ministry to train and equip the body of Christ or the believers to do the work of the ministry. This is a point I think has been left go or forgotten in the body of Christ in leadership. Point number two, to be effective and fulfill Ephesians chapter 4 verses 11 to 12, the fivefold ministry positions must take the example of the upside down leadership structure that I've just been describing. And this will take some courage. Point three, the apostles, prophets, evangelists and pastors and teachers have been equipped with talents and abilities by God and not by self. Let me say that again. Talents and abilities come from God and not by self. Then they are empowered with the anointing or the power from God for one reason, and that is to develop the mature, the believer and the body of Christ to do the work of the ministry. Point four, Jesus was and is the true example of leadership. He came to serve and not to be served. He trained and equipped the 12 disciples who became apostles to do the work of the ministry. He came under his team and lifted them up to their full potential. I believe there is a misconception in the church today, and that is that all the believers are sent to a church to bring in position the vision of the pastor. But in reality, what I have learned, the pastor has been brought to the church with his talents and abilities and the anointing God's given him or her to bring into position the vision of the believers. But a pastor might say, well, if I spend my time bringing the visions of others into position, what about my vision? The word of God's very clear. What we sow, we reap. As we bring into position the visions of other people, then God will make sure our vision is brought into position. But I must say here, a pastor is a manager of God's sheep. God is the one who brings the sheep into the church, and God is the one who takes the sheep out of the church. While they're in the church, the pastor has the job of managing God's sheep, helping them to grow into their full potential so they can go back out and do what God wants them to do in the world. Point five, our thinking as ministers must change from the traditional viewpoint of reigning over the body of Christ to serving and coming under and lifting up the body of Christ. This requires a servant heart attitude of humility and a breaking of pride within ourselves. I hope this first part, part one, has been a challenge to your thinking of the traditional standard structures of leadership. We see throughout the scripture that Jesus was the example, and Jesus only said and did what the Father did. Jesus came to earth, outpoured his godliness, he came as a man, and he served. And that's what God wants the fivefold ministry ministers to do. They all are to serve as a team to mature the body of Christ into spiritual maturity so they can do the work of the ministry, or that God can use them at any time, anywhere around the world to do his plan. It's all about God and his plan. It's not about us and our plan. Amen. Thank you for being with me today, and God bless.